All right, we're keeping an eye on Hurricane Florence. We'll have the latest for you coming up. But since it is the lunch hour and you're probably dining out, this is a public service.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to go through this list of 24 things you shouldn't order when you eat out. It's out of health.com. You're going to hate all of this because it's all stuff that you love.
Oh, God.
But then I was, as long as this is the noon hour, and we'll get back into storm coverage and stuff like that. But then there was also a list. There's a Twitter account that I follow called Trend Hunter. And it's fun to just kind of scan through sometimes. And so they've got a list now of cakes inspired by cocktails. Feel free to text in what cocktail you think would make a good cake.
Okay.
Because why not?
Pina colada.
Because
Boom.
They look... That is not on here as one of the ones they offer, but I think that's a fantastic idea.
Pina colada cake.
Because it's coconut. You know, coconut and pineapple, right? That's pina colada
mostly.
It's
the only time I like coconut.
This is why we are partners.
Right, I know. Coconut is terrible.
We both have disdain for coconut. And I can handle it just a little bit, but if I have to chew on a piece of coconut, that's about the worst thing.
Even if it's shavings on a cake, it's disgusting. But you give me some rum, coconut cream, and pineapple juice, put it in a blender, let's go!
All right, so we'll do the we'll shame you first about the stuff you shouldn't eat when you order out. This is a long list, 24 things you should never order when you eat out. How do you take your burger?
Medium.
Shouldn't do it.
Medium?
A medium might be okay. Medium rare, they say, is bad. When ground beef is not cooked to the proper temperature, 160 degrees, nasty bacteria may remain. So they say don't order medium rare. So medium must be okay. Ask for your burger to be cooked to at least medium.
I always go medium. I like it pink, a little bit red, but there's just something about it being too red that if I bite in and it's still mooing, I might...
Texture.
Yeah, that's it.
I have texture with it. So I think you pick up the eating habits of what your parents had when you were a kid. And so my mom never really ate meat when I was a kid, and so I don't either. And when she did, she ate her steak well done, which I know is like the first, you know, the first major offense of chef law. You know, don't ever get your steak well done, especially because my mom is married to a chef who hated that. But over time, as I've become more adult, now I can do it medium well.
No.
Maybe medium. It's texture, though. I shouldn't say anymore. We're going to be pulling this for the highlight reel. But it's texture with it. But especially with a burger, that better be well done. In fact, hockey puck it.
Oh, God.
Give me a good char on the outside.
You're getting rid of all the flavor.
No, I'm getting new flavor from the char on the outside.
Ugh. Just gross. No, medium for most.
Travis.
Travis, how are we doing our burger? He's a medium rare guy.
He's a rare guy. Do it raw.
No, I like mine just like medium rare, probably.
Yeah. You're a smart man. The juices.
Yeah. Because medium rare is just like a little bit of pink, right?
Mm-hmm. No, medium's
a little bit of pink.
Pink center. Medium rare is red center, pink on the outside.
Rare is bloody.
I don't like that. I'm more of a medium.
Rare is blue.
Yeah.
Still on the inside.
All right. Rum or vodka and diet soda is something you should avoid. Pairing booze in a diet drink may actually enhance the health effects of alcohol. There was a small study that found that. Subjects who drank the combination had a 25% higher breath alcohol concentration than when they drank cocktails with a non-diet mixer.
A lot of people do Bacardi and diet or vodka and diet Coke.
Yeah, I do vodka and soda. If I'm trying to go healthier, I just do vodka and club soda.
A lot of people also do like a whiskey and diet Coke, like instead of like Coke and
whiskey wasn't mentioned. Whiskey wasn't mentioned. No. Only vodka and rum was mentioned in that study.
Yeah.
You're okay. Keep drinking the whiskey.
All right. This is something that I actually drink a lot of when I go out because I grew up on well water and that made me naturally hate the taste of water always because it always is going to have that smell to me. So I put lemon in it to make it just tolerable. And they say, order the water, but you might want to hold the citrus. And I didn't have to read this to know why. It's because a lot of restaurants don't wash their lemons before they cut them.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Researchers tested 76 lemons with 21 restaurants and found 70% of them were contaminated with bacteria.
70?
Yeah.
Wash them. If you're one of those, you want to be a fancy restaurant that serves me water with lemon, wash your lemons.
Yeah.
I generally don't go that route. I'll go cucumber water, though.
I don't like cucumber.
Okay.
Unless I'm putting slices on my eyes, I generally don't like cucumber.
Never done that.
But it's, you know why? Again, it all comes back to your childhood, right? So, sorry, I'm going to out all my stuff today.
That's cool.
So, I also don't really care for tomatoes, even though half Italian. And it's because my dad, when I was a kid, would slice up cucumber, slice up tomato, put some vinegar in there and eat that as a salad,
yeah,
that is nauseating to me.
That's really good.
That smell with the cucumber combined with the acid and the vinegar and the tomato makes me gag.
Throw some mozzarella, some fresh mozzarella in there.
So I don't...
Just go to Jasper's, have them
well,
do it.
Well, that's different. No. Tomato and mozzarella, that caprese salad, yeah, that I can do.
But if you, I would add cucumber to that.
Mm-mm, this is a different... It's a watery thing, and it's disgusting.
Okay.
And so that ruined me on tomatoes and cucumber forever. Here's another one that I love. Bread with olive oil. This list is long. It's going to take us a little time. Bread with olive oil. If you can dip responsibly, which most of us don't,
no,
feel free to ignore this tip. But most of us are mopping up olive oil with hunks of bread, polishing off hundreds of calories before the meal even begins. And because olive oil is good for your health, and you know that, you might think of it as a free food, it's not.
I'm going to go out on a limb and bet chips and salsa is on this list. I haven't seen it, but it's probably the same thing. You load up, it's a lot of salt, but then, and who amongst us has never eaten so many chips and salsa you don't even want your Mexican meal?
And the best part about the bread and the olive oil is being the last person when they say, oh yeah, you go and take the last piece of bread and you just mop up all of the oil.
All of it. You just take all the rest of the oil.
Yes.
What's next?
More than one margarita.
Well.
Why are they ruining my entire day?
This is it right here. Jamie, you have to go home and drink water, no lemon, and sit inside.
And just eat lettuce.
That's all you get.
Basically. Speaking of lettuce, entree salads are on here.
What? Don't order an entree salad?
It's amazing what some restaurants can do to a once innocent pile of greens, especially when they serve your salad with the dressing on. Case in point, an Oriental grilled chicken salad at a popular chain clocks in at 1,300 calories. I think a Big Mac is 600. So you're eating the calorie content of two Big Macs. The worst offenders are usually Asian chicken salads, Cobb salads, and buffalo chicken salads because of the dressing. Because the dressing is really bad.
Going over 26 things you should avoid when you dine out. This is what they say, the experts. We'll run through the rest of these coming up. And give us your suggestions of what cocktail would make a good cake. I think a pina colada cake would be pretty
great
good.
Idea.
As long as they don't have to actually eat the coconut or see it, I'm all right with it. Text in 22980. We'll start reading some of your answers and give you the rest of these things you should never order when you eat out, according to the experts. Coming up next. Smoke Brewing Company, 209 Southeast Main Street in Lee's Summit. We'll be out there for a part of our Lee's Summit City Spotlight. We'll be on the air from 10 until 2. Dana and Parks broadcasting live this Friday as well, from 2 until 6. Step on out, have some drinks. They have plenty of beer on tap, obviously, at Smoke Brewing Company, all different kinds. Great menu as well. We'll be out there this Friday.
Let's look at the food menu real fast since we're talking about food. It's smokebrewingco.com if you want to check out the menu ahead of time. Schnitzel just got my attention.
Schnitzel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Turkey Pesto Club, roast beef. We got all kinds of burgers as long as we're talking burgers.
Mm-hmm. Medium.
So, here's the thing. In the grand scheme of everything that's on here, I don't think I'm going burger.
No, I bet.
Given all my other options.
I bet they make an amazing burger.
I'm sure it's incredible, yes. But
I need to venture out.
There are other things on here that look really good. Pickled eggs. Interesting. Okay, so yeah. Come on out and see us tomorrow. By the way.
Friday.
So I'm going to do this for the next 2 days, just okay. So everybody knows.
I didn't mean to jump on
you,
but
you're
Friday.
Right. You're gone tomorrow.
I am.
I have it in my head that tomorrow is Friday, and I forget that.
Tomorrow is Thursday.
I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep saying we're going to be in Lee's Summit tomorrow. Just know I mean Friday.
But we will not be in Lee's Summit tomorrow.
No, but if I say that, just know that my head can't remember that you're off tomorrow and that I'm here and that show is Friday.
I'll be back Friday.
Yes.
In Lee's Summit for the City Spotlight. I will not be back tomorrow. I will be back Friday. City Spotlight Friday. In Lee's Summit will be out there as well as Dana and Parks. We're the only two shows that will be out there on Friday. Smoke Brewing Company in Lee's Summit.
All right. So we're going through this list of 24 things you should never eat in a restaurant when you're out. Yes. Number 13 on here is chips and salsa.
See, I don't like that.
The problem isn't eating a few chips or dipping them in salsa, which is actually loaded with healthful antioxidants. It's that at many restaurants, the basket is bottomless and we don't stop.
That's the thing, man. How many people have done that? You eat the chips and salsa and then you're like, all right, here's your meal. You get a taco, burrito, and a tostada, and you're like, box, I need a box, please.
Let me tell you, when I was, I just don't have a lot of willpower. And so when I was really in the throes of losing weight, I didn't go into a Mexican restaurant for like a year because I love margaritas and that's bad. And I have no willpower for chips and salsa. None. It just bringeth me all of the chips and salsa in the land, and I'll take care of that for
how
you.
How hot do you like your salsa?
Pretty hot.
Pretty hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the
Travis,
other one.
Travis is Texas. Travis, you like it hot.
Yeah, spicy.
Fire.
Yeah.
No, but I understand. Yeah. But then you get the guac, and you got to get the cheese dip. And
no
then
guac. We talked about that.
By the time you get done with it all, you're like, oh, I had that three taco meal with beans and rice, and like, I need a box, please, because I can't eat any of it.
Or just man up and eat it.
Or just man up and eat it.
Oh, says. I'm sorry. My bad. I don't go working out seven times a day or whatever you do.
Okay, so I talked last week about how I did four new restaurants over the weekend. And one of them was Pearl in Lee's Summit, right by Summit Fair. And one of the things that I did while I was there was an oyster shooter, which is a raw oyster. No, I don't think it's smoked. I think it's raw. That comes with like a cocktail sauce on top, and then it's served with a shot. Raw oysters are on this list.
Of things to avoid when you dine out. Okay.
And I don't love oysters, but I like them.
I've tried one.
It's like, give me two or three, and I'm okay.
The texture doesn't bother you?
It does.
Okay.
It does bother me. That's why it's two or three.
Okay.
Not many more.
Yeah, I did one, and I'm like, nope, nope, nope. Can't ever do that again.
Raw oysters can carry hepatitis A and a bacterium called something I can't pronounce, which can make you sick with vomiting and diarrhea.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's on here.
So don't get, if you're going out to eat right now, don't get the raw oysters.
Your best bet is to order them cooked.
Okay.
So, okay, here you go. Cheese fries with ranch dressing.
You shut your mouth.
Salt bomb.
You shut your mouth.
The American Heart Association says most adults should get no more than 1,500 milligrams of sodium in a day. Those contain nearly 5,000.
Blood. That's a lot.
No, I don't know what this is going to mean for you. But they said blood vessel function is impaired within 30 minutes of eating a high salt meal.
Oh, man.
So
that's not good.
All right. Let's keep going here. A bowl of creamy soup.
What's wrong with a bowl of creamy soup? Like a potato?
Calories. A bowl of creamy soup is a meal together and can rack up as much as 500 calories.
So all basically we're allowed to do.
Salad.
Is go home and eat salad. But
you gotta not the entree salad.
But not an entree salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that sounds vile.
Don't get the breakfast special. A classic diner breakfast might include eggs, bacon, toast, potatoes, and a side of pancakes. That's an awful lot of carbohydrates for just one meal. Plus, those foods make for a pretty beige plate, which is a sign you're missing out on vitamins and all the good stuff.
I don't like this list anymore.
I mean, there's nothing on here that is, there's nothing on here that's good. Here's the other thing. The chicken dish. I've heard this before. Chefs criticize chicken entrees as being overpriced and the least interesting menu choices. But here's another problem. People think chicken is a free food because it's healthy. Chicken breast is healthy.
Right.
But sometimes that size can get up to 9 ounces and you're supposed to have like 4 to 5. Not even. They say 2 to 3 ounces. Who eats 2 ounces? but about the size of a deck of cards.
Okay. All right.
So you're eating three times what you should be. And then it's no doubt covered with all kinds of stuff that you shouldn't have.
I still don't like this list.
So, no, there's nothing on it. That's about it. There's nothing on here that's good. There's nothing on here to make you happy.
Did I see the all-you-can-eat spaghetti list or spaghetti bowl is on there?
Yes, let me go.
Oh. Now I want pasta. Now I'm hungry.
Well, let's see. Frozen yogurt's on here, too. Frozen yogurt has a reputation as a healthier alternative to ice cream, and you can make it a smart dessert if you do it right. No, the serving size is 4 ounces, but generally people will eat a lot more than that at one time. So, okay, you want the all-you-can-eat pasta, entree salad.
Because I do love me some all-you-can-eat soup and salad and pasta.
Right?
Or
well, because then you're already violating the
I've already had the salad. The soup is probably going to be creamy, and then just give me the all-you-can-eat pasta bowl on top.
Yes. Okay, now my computer is out of control. I can't get to it because the computer. I have two computers now that have ceased to work.
That's not good.
Everything, all technology in front of me is.
Be careful about bargains. Pasta is inexpensive and it's easy for restaurants to make a profit, but that comes at the expense of your waste. If you're tempted to get a refill, avoid restaurants that offer that deal. Still, any place you order spaghetti, the portion will likely be huge. It's calories. It's calories.
So you feeling better about things?
No. Now I. All right, here's what I've got to eat. 798 is always the phone number. Text in 22980. We're talking about alcohol and cakes.
And food.
I love this.
And bad stuff. So out of trendhunter.com, which is just a really fun place to see kind of what's new and what's coming, these cocktail cakes have been unveiled by a cake company as a new line of desserts that are sure to be a hit amongst consumers who enjoy the classic flavor of iconic cocktails. The cakes come in four flavor varieties, including White Russian, Strawberry Bellini, Blueberry Mojito, and gin, and lemon and lime, which are all inspired by classic cocktails. The triple layer cakes are sold frozen and pre-proportioned into 14 slices to make them easy to serve or distribute to guests.
Everybody wants to know, do these booze cakes have booze in them? If they're frozen, my guess is no. I didn't realize they were frozen to be sold. Because they're just alcohol flavored. What's the point? Like, do you love a mojito that much where you just want the flavor of a mojito?
Well, now I have questions. Can you get... Sorry, I'm going to sound dumb here for a second.
She's thinking on air.
It didn't occur to me that there wouldn't be real alcohol in it. And so then you would, I guess, just get the flavor of rum, because blueberry
flavor?
Mojito mm-hmm. would be in there. That's a major bummer to me if there's not actual alcohol in it.
Because if they're selling them frozen
then how does the alcohol freeze?
You can't freeze alcohol.
Unless you reduce the alcohol. I've done this with wine. You know, if you cook with wine and you simmer it, mm-hmm. that cooks off the alcohol, but it still tastes like wine. Maybe they're doing that
Where's
with
the
it
fun
before
in that?
Before they freeze it so that it still tastes like whatever you're looking at.
Hmm.
The cakes are all made using free-range eggs and come in packaging that is 100% recyclable.
Well, let's assume there's booze in them. Let's just, yes. for the joy of this conversation, what kind of booze cake would you want? By the way, the four choices they went with, I'd want none of them.
Really?
Maybe the strawberry Bellini. I don't want a White Russian cake.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely don't want a blueberry mojito and gin. Ugh.
To me, the White Russian is the most obvious because it's naturally creamy. A White Russian naturally already has cream in it, and so you can imagine that in a cake.
And what is the lemon and lime? Like, is that
bizarre to me.
I mean, these are in Europe, right?
Yeah.
Glasgow?
Yeah.
Wait, a lemon and lime? What is that's a Sprite.
Could you do, I mean, lemon's not an unusual flavor for a cake.
No.
Lemon cake is pretty, that could be really pretty. You know, do lime-flavored cake. And have it be bright green and do lemon frosting or something. And that might be, it would be incredibly sour.
Yeah, it would.
But okay.
Yep. I would do a pina colada cake, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want a margarita cake? Like, do you want the lasting flavor of tequila in your mouth? Like, if I'm drinking tequila, I'm shooting it. It's got to be a good tequila. I prefer it cold. I don't like margaritas because I don't love the taste of tequila.
I love margaritas.
Okay. Would you want a margarita cake?
Don't they make, like I've had margarita candy before. They've done other things with that margarita flavor that I'm okay with. I don't know how well tequila would work in a cake. Okay. So now.
Right.
So people are saying alcohol is baked out. So it still tastes like alcohol. So it's cooked with the alcohol, but then the alcohol part kicks out. Although some people are saying that, people are reminding us, I mean, you can freeze schnapps. Somebody said it, 20% alcohol. So
that's, maybe a peach schnapps cake.
All right, now we're talking. Fireball apple.
Do you want a hot cake, a spicy cake?
People cook with like red hots.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy Fireball. Anybody who thinks they're shooting real whiskey, you're not, but just it's okay. That's not bad.
Mudslide cake? Remind me, what's in a mudslide?
Chocolate.
And rum?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's the Kahlua?
You probably would like
Kahlua
that.
Kahlua mudslide?
What's in a mud?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to TGI Fridays, but that's where they do those.
Kahlua Bailey's Irish cream.
Bailey's.
Vodka Kahlua Irish cream. A lot of booze in that.
Make a cake out of Bailey's.
Bailey's
now we're
cake.
Going somewhere.
Bailey's
you know?
Cake.
Let's see, what else? Somebody said a Tres Leches margarita cake. You're mixing a lot there.
Don't want to I'm not tequila flavor guy.
But you could add alcohol to a Tres Leches cake and have that be delightful.
What's Tres Leches?
Three milks cake. And so it's, I don't know if you would like this or not. I have trouble with it because of the texture.
Okay.
Because it's cake that is soaked in three milks. So when you put your fork through it, there is milk there. You know, I mean, it's a very wet cake.
Okay.
But it's, and it also
it's
has a little
moist
bit
of, cake.
Beyond moist. It's wet.
Okay.
I mean, it's
beyond
it's,
moist.
It's soaked in milk.
Okay.
But it's really sweet. It does come with a little bit of toasted coconut on top, but I don't even mind that because the cake is amazing. I mean, it's just, it's awesome.
Let's talk to Marla. Marla, you're on KMBZ. What kind of cocktail would make a good cake?
Well, my relatives live in Kentucky, and every time they come back for Thanksgiving or Christmas, they bring a bourbon cake. And I don't like bourbon, but everybody's all over it.
What is in a bourbon? I mean, obviously, it's cooked with bourbon. What does it taste like?
Bourbon.
Well,
exactly like bourbon.
I asked the dumbest question of the day, I guess.
It's like a bundt cake. But, you know, like I said, I don't like bourbon, so I ate one slice and
and you were done. Thanks,
that's
Marla.
That's okay.
Appreciate it.
You don't have to like bourbon. That's fine.
Somebody sent in bourbon cake with pecans, or pecans, however you say it.
That's a really smart idea. I mean, you can do pecan pie that has like a bourbon sauce on it, and so that would be very close to that.
Let's see here. Bourbon, raisins, candied cherries, butter, sugar, eggs. That's what's in a bourbon cake, according to allrecipes.com.
Okay, I got to answer food questions now. Sorry. Somebody just asked where to get a great Tres Leches cake in Kansas City. My favorite bakery in town is called Elvira's, and it's a Mexican bakery on Independence Avenue, and they can do no wrong in my eyes. And so you go in there, and they have a wall of pastries, and they're cheap. And it's just one of those great places that you have to be told about, but it's on Independence Avenue. Go get it there.
All right, 576. 7798. What cocktail would make a good cake?
Look at the phone lines.
I know. Now we're talking. Kim coming in. Also text in at 22980.
Rum chata is a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. Somebody else said tiramisu already has alcohol in it. Yeah, you're right.
I want to go back to rum chata.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think of the taste of rum chata? I've had a lot of
rum. Rum and, I mean, it's designed as kind of a rice milk kind of a thing. To me, it's a lighter Kahlua or a lighter Bailey's.
If you put it with a whiskey, it's really good. It's really a good shot.
Strong.
You can pour it on your Golden Grahams cereal as well, too. Just saying.
Really?
Just saying, you can have rum chata with breakfast and I will not look down upon you.
Yes.
Put it with your milk. You put the milk in, you know, leave a little room and then rum chata on top.
Have you ever had a grasshopper?
I wouldn't know by the name.
It is bright green. It is ice cream. It's an ice cream drink with mint julep and maybe cream de coco. I can't remember, but it's bright green and tastes like mint.
You know how I told you that I want to one day learn how to drink whiskey straight?
Yes.
I also would like to be able to handle a mint julep because of that. Like mint julep, I watch the Derby and go to a Kentucky Derby party. My friends have them and they make them. I can't imagine a mint julep being refreshing.
Mint is refreshing.
But it's just whiskey and some simple syrup and sugar and then mint. And that's it. Like, it doesn't sound... Like, if I have a cocktail, generally it's going to be something I'm thirsty for.
Yeah.
If I have a beer, it's going to be refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
A mint julep does not sound like it's going to... I feel better. My thirst is quenched.
I've never had one. I don't love the taste of mint in things I drink. If I'm doing mint, it needs to be in gum.
Like mojito pizza or cake, I mean?
No, that I could totally do.
Mint cake you could do?
Not mojito is not mint. Well, I guess there's a little bit of mint in it.
Yeah, it is.
Mojito is rum, though. I mean, mojito is not... There's a little bit of mint in it, but to me, you're going for the rum flavor there.
Ugh.
Mixed with the mulled stuff and the flavor that's in it. Yeah, I could do a mojito cake.
I mean, it's one of the...
Yeah, for sure.
Rum, sugar, lime, soda, and mint.
Yeah.
No, I don't want a minty drink. I've had like one mojito in my life. No, thank you.
Everyone is telling me to do rum chata and Fireball, and it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Done that. Done that for sure. All right, we'll get to your answers coming up. Jeff, Ken, Diana. I love Diana's answer. Some of you are very creative, and we love that. 576-7798. What cocktail would make a good cake? Text in 22980. Having a cocktail with lunch. Maybe you're having a cocktail with lunch and dessert. What if we combined them? What cocktails would make for good cakes? We'll get back to Hurricane Florence coming up after the 1 o'clock news. But 576-7798 or text in 22980.
Eggnog cake.
Ooh. I do like eggnog.
That makes a lot of sense.
I think there are two kinds of people in this world, mm-hmm. those that like eggnog and those that do not like eggnog.
Uh-huh.
And there's no gray area. No one's ever like, I'll have a little bit, and that's probably enough. You either like it or you don't.
I know you buy, but does eggnog traditionally have rum in it? I mean, I know you buy it in store without alcohol, but generally speaking, at a party, it's going to have rum in it.
Or whiskey
in it.
Mm-hmm. I like it with whiskey more. I just don't like rum. Rum's too sweet.
I suspect I would like it with whiskey also.
I think we should go get some eggnog and some whiskey for the 1 o'clock hour.
Well,
you were thinking a little more long term. I was thinking a little more immediate.
One of us was following the rules set by the boss, and one of us didn't care.
Look, I got to ride up to Iowa. All right, I need a quick little knock me out so I don't have to be awake for a 3 hour drive to Des Moines. Right when we get off the air.
You're gonna drive today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh. Doesn't Lee drive?
She drives. That's why.
You sleep?
I just want the cocktail and out.
Isn't there something illegal about that?
No, I can drink it but from here to the car. I can finish it by the time we get to the parking lot. Let's go to the phones. Let's find out what you think. Ken, what kind of cocktail would make for a good cake?
Well, I have a couple. One is a Jägerbomb cupcake.
What? So a Jäger and Red Bull cupcake.
Yep.
Have you made that before, or is this something you would want to try?
I'd try that. And then the other one would be the oatmeal cookie.
Several people are saying that on the text line.
Goldschlager, Bailey's, and Kahlua.
I like to get drunk with you, Ken. You sound like a wild man.
I used to be, yes.
By the way, there's a reason why that drink is called a Jäger Bomb and not a Jäger cocktail. You're not supposed to enjoy the flavor of Red Bull and Jägermeister together.
You don't.
Does anybody like the flavor of Jägermeister?
No.
Like, you sip tequila or you sip whiskey. Mm-hmm. People sip wine, have a beer, whatever. I don't know anybody who's like, I'll take a Jäger on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Travis probably does. Travis?
I like the taste of Jäger bombs, but not just Jäger alone.
Right. Like, no one's like, let me get some of that Jäger on ice.
Because to me, the Red Bull, not that I drink it all the time or I can't remember the last time I've had it, but the Red Bull takes away that like black licorice taste.
I don't remember the last time I did a Jäger bomb.
Some years for me.
You take a shot of Jägermeister and you drop it in half a glass or whatever of Red Bull and then you crush it like a Boilermaker. Diana, you're on KMBZ. What kind of cocktail would make a good cake, Diana?
Well, I saw this recipe one time in a magazine when I was in 54th Street. So I asked the bartender if I could taste Frangelico, which is a hazelnut liqueur. Mm-hmm. Tasted it. It also is good in coffee. And so the recipe called for Frangelico, and it was cupcakes in the batter, and then the icing was Bailey's.
Oh, all right. And now we're talking.
If you ever make those, bring one to me. Well, I'd go in, and she said, "Do you ever make those?" And no, I kept forgetting. So finally, one time I went in, and she said, "Did you ever make those?" And I said, "I did." And I said, "You know, I sat down and ate the first one, and I have 12 steps." And I said, "By the time I got to the bottom, they were gone." She said, "Are you serious?" I said, "No." But I did make them, and I did take her one, and they are very, very good.
Sounds dangerous. Diana, thank you for the phone call. Jeff, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Jeff?
Hi. This is not actually a cake recipe, but I have you guys ever done self-rising flour in a bottle of Tank 7?
No.
Self-rising flour and a bottle of Tank 7. No, but I would like to drink with you, simple, Jeff.
It's the most simple bread you'll ever make because that's the only two ingredients. A 12-ounce bottle or whatever the bottle size is of a normal bottle of Tank 7,
because
that's where the yeast and stuff is, and the self-rising flour. Mix it together, not too much, just kind of mix it together. Don't overmix, throw it in the oven. Oh, man, that's good bread. But anyway, what I really called about, because I heard both of you sound like you like Bailey's.
Sure, why not?
There's a new, and I'm not associated with it. I'm just passing on information. This is not a commercial. There's a new Irish cream available in this area called Five Farms. It's from the distillers, I think, up in Weston. But it's actually from County Cork in Ireland, and it's only available in Missouri in grocery stores and liquor stores and stuff. But it is so much better tasting than Bailey's. It's pathetic.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
It's wonderful. If you ever get a chance to try or see Five Farms, or if like the Western Irish Fest is coming up pretty soon. I'll bet they'll be up there. I was introduced to it at the Kansas City Irish Fest, and that stuff was dynamite.
Well, good to know. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. I don't, other than at Christmas, I'm not really a Bailey's person, and that's a rarity if I'm going to have it then anyway.
My mom does it in coffee on weekends. If I go to Illinois, I'll be there in a couple of weeks. She keeps Bailey's in her fridge and pours it in coffee in the morning. And I really like that instead of creamer. I used to do Kahlua and Bailey's and coffee and cream. Is that a black Russian? White Russian's vodka. I think
right.
That's a black Russian.
Okay.
And once upon a time, when I was a different kind of drinker, I would do Pepsi, Kahlua, and milk, which is tasty,
Travis,
but separates very quickly.
Pepsi,
and it becomes very horrible.
Pepsi, Kahlua, and milk?
Bailey's, I think, also, and milk. And
what,
yeah.
What drinker was that? You said you were a different kind of drinker.
Bad drinker. Like, I don't mean heavy drinker. I just mean a bad drinker. I was bad at it.
I've never had Kahlua, but is that kind of like a milkish taste already?
No, it's coffee flavored. Kahlua is coffee flavored liquor.
Bailey's is a kind of like milkish taste. Okay.
Bailey's. Yeah. Bailey's is milkish in texture.
Milk and Pepsi.
No, not good. Don't do it.
Took me off of that already.
Don't do it. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know. Somebody suggested amaretto. Which is a really good idea for a cake because it's already, isn't it almond?
Mm-hmm.
Amaretto's
yes, it is.
Almond flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a girl thing in college when you do the amaretto sour?
All right.
And amaretto and Sprite?
Amaretto
and everything, basically.
I like an amaretto sour. I remember the first time I ordered one in front of my guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
Man, did I get crushed.
Yeah, you should. Travis?
Travis?
You're not drinking that.
Do you know what an amaretto is, amaretto sour?
That's why I wouldn't drink it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what it is.
I didn't realize what I was doing in front of my boys. Like, this is, we were like 21, and it was, you know, drink as many beers as we possibly can.
Yeah.
And I ordered an amaretto sour, and the waitress didn't care. The whole table just like a record scratch and a spotlight on me. Like, what did you just order?
Kara, pull up a mic here. You were a former college girl. In college, we drank amaretto sours.
Yes.
We drank amaretto with everything. Well, so did Wicket.
Why am I surprised?
I didn't drink amaretto with everything, but I like a good amaretto sour.
Today?
I wouldn't turn one down if you handed one to me right now.
No.
I'd rather have a whiskey sour, but I wouldn't say no to an amaretto sour.
Pretty much anything with sour mix in it.
Kara, you know that when I do margaritas, I don't like sour mix.
No, it's terrible stuff.
Awful. And so in margaritas, no.
That's like when you go to those places and they're like, we have $1 margaritas.
No.
And it's 90% sour mix.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking. I'm that obnoxious bar patron that if I see a margarita on the menu and it doesn't explicitly say what's in it, I'm going to ask and say, is there sour mix in it? And a lot of times they are happy to tell you, no, there's not. Like, no, we make our own. Okay, that's okay. But if you're using that bottled electric looking stuff,
Somebody on Twitter sent me a tweet. I just made pumpkin pie with Fireball whipped cream.
Oh, now that would be interesting.
Kara's in now.
By the way, the thing I was talking about has a name. Coke, Kahlua, and cream is called a Colorado Bulldog, and everybody knew it but me. But that's what it's called. Although some people think it's called a bullfrog, and others are saying bulldog. Either way, I think you mean the same thing.
Let's see.
Coke, Kahlua, here. And cream.
Colorado Bulldog.
Bulldog, yeah.
Vodka, coffee liqueur, milk, and a splash of Coke.
Yeah.
Colorado Bulldog. Yeah. What's a Colorado Bullfrog?
I don't know if it's also a drink. Kara, do you miss drinking?
Yeah.